Thank you so much. Yes. We're happy to be back here in Vancouver. This is part of our special little You Can't Fit on Stage Anymore tour. Although we kind of fit on this stage. You know, at least you can kind of see people. We've been on stages where my guitar rig has completely blocked Aaron and the drums and everything. So, but now, just to be clear, do you guys all have your laminated passes that have the codes on them? Good. You'll need those for the download, which will be a few months from now. And then we're also going to use those to draw the winner of the Hagstrom guitar. And so whoever wins that will be able to come up on stage and join us and play, whether or not they know how to play or not. So keep those handy. All right, we're going to start the show now. Thank you. Since we already started talking about some monsters, how about some really cheap, cheap, cheap monsters?
I eat a hot dog. It tastes real good. But then I watch a movie in Hollywood. It is real good. And then I watched a movie in Hollywood.
I'm gonna go to
Thank you very much. This next song is a request. Yes, it's been a request at virtually every show we've offered the requests as part of the fan package. But it's one of the more popular songs. It's one of my favorites. But tonight we're going to play it in its normal way. But after we're done, we may play it a different way as well. If you were at the sound check, you might know what we're talking about, but I'm not going to spoil it until we get into it. It was something that really brought the mood up for us. We were a little bit tired, but let's get through it first. You'll see what song it is, and then we'll see what happens. From 200 motels and the like. So we thought, just to liven things up at soundcheck, that we would play that song, with all due respect, playing the correct rhythms, just entirely different notes. So we'll get through it to the best that we possibly can, and there's really no reason to do this other than the fact that it's absolutely absurd. That's what we're going to submit to the Grammys. It's as good as Milli Vanilli. Okay, so now that we've suspended your disbelief, we're going to play a song that is the number one most requested song of the tour, for sure, and certainly tonight once again.
Tu t'as dit Was it pickled?
No, it's just fermented because there's acid involved.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Was up to the
Thank you.
Thank you.
See, as the night progresses, there might be something. Ring of fire. Well, you know, right now, it's time for me to get the magic box. And what we're going to do is pull the number so one of you can win the Hagstrom guitar. Why don't you have a look at it, Thomas? Why don't you bring it out? There it is. Good luck to all of you. Okay. Here it is. 09 01 06 01 5 E 7 F. Anyone?
Yeah, right there.
Well, who's got it? Come on down. Let's have a look at it. The number that is. We have a winner. What is your name? Kevin. Kevin, do you play guitar? You're about to. Here we go. I'm going to help you. His key always is A, so let's keep it there. Ready? Thank you. ladies and gentlemen. Have won the guitar recently, actually, within the last 5 or 6 shows. So that's pretty good. I mean, the odds are usually pretty good. These shows are mostly in auditoriums that are, or little venues that are less than 500 people. So your odds of winning are pretty good, just like tonight. So. Kevin was the lucky winner this evening. When he yelled out, how many girls have, I was thinking it was going somewhere else for a second. Yeah. All right. So, with that in mind,
wow,
we're going to do this.
Bye. had already closed down. Billy had broken the big news to Ethel. And with dust and boulders everywhere, Billy choked with excitement. Announced.
Ethel, we're going on a vacation.
Yes, and they were going on a vacation. Oh, and Ethel, 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 like any little woman, she of course was very excited. She creaked a little bit, and some old birds flew off of her. Billy told Ethel they were going to... They were going to New York!
Ethel, we're going to...
About that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got launched. I said launched. By a famous mountaineman and his small wooden wife.
Word just in to the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, Lomita, Westchester, Playa del Rey, Santa Monica, Tahunga, Sunland, San Fernando, Pacoima, Sylmar, Newhall, Canoga Park, Palmdale, Glendale, Irwindale, Rolling Hills, Granada Hills, Shadow Hills, Cheviot Hills, provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment. Pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire. Within the week,
Jerry Lewis and Holt at a telethon.
La la la, nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured.
Injured.
And hope.
as Billy had just leveled it.
And just a few miles right outside of town, Billy caused a...
Oh, my papa!
In the Earth's crust, right over the secret underground dumps, right near the Jack in the Box on Glen Oak, where they keep the...
Pools of bull poison gas! And obsolete germ bombs!
Just as a freak tornado cruised through!
Yes, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when little Howard Kaplan was just sitting on his porch playing and having a nice time with his little accordion when this weird wind came up direct from Glendale, blowing these terrible germs in his direction. And all of this caused by a huge mountain?
And you!
Sucking up 2/3 of it. Suck! For untimely dispersal of our vast stretches of...
Watts!
Now, unless I'm mistaken, it was somewhere right outside of Columbus, Ohio, when Billy received his notice to report for his induction physical. Now, Ethel said... Well, let me tell you. Ethel said... She said... She wasn't gonna let him go.
I'm not gonna let you go, Billy.
That's right.
And the puppy played with that ball of string all day. In other news, we now have confirmed reports that Ethel is still an active communist. And it is this reporter's opinion that she also practices witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang inside of the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself. I'm sorry to disappoint some of you. This one man was not Martin Short. This one man was Studebaker Hawk. Fantastic new superhero of the current economic slump.
Now, some folks say he looked like Pee-wee Herman. Still others say, bullshit, honey. He was just some greasy guy who hunted for this with the frozen meat guys at Boney's Market. Still others would say, Sean, this is on you, Jack. He was just some crazy Italian who drove the red car. You see, nobody knew for sure because Studebaker Hawk was... So mysterious!
Yeah, he was so mysterious! Yeah, he was so...
Strong masculine hand with a gun in your right wrist.
already. What? Are you kidding? You're not kidding? A mountain? With a tree growing off of its shoulder? Hey, by the way, did you get those white albums I sent you with the pencil on the front? Yeah? You should move some of those for me. We're having a lot. So kiss little Jakey on the head for me.
Featuring Joseph Travers. Hit it.
Twirling, 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 twirling.
Hey! Right hand from the heart. Left hand from the heart. Right hand from the heart. Left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
No one could dance like Studebaker Hawk. So many rumors have been spread about Studebaker Hawk. Consider this rumor, which was published about 3 weeks ago in Rolling Stone.
It's got to be true!
Studebaker Hawk can write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
Looking. He cut out some really, really, really nice wings.
Billy the Mountain's mouth. Take it away. Unfortunately, Studebaker Hawk was standing at the edge of Billy the Mountain's enormous fucking mouth. And with the fucking mountain laughed, Studebaker Hawk lost his footing and fell screaming 200 feet into the fucking rubble below! Injured, and now looking totally fucked up, he fell another 200 feet.
I'm gonna need a fucking dress.
So you see, it just goes to fucking show you. And it'll fucking show you once again that
a mountain is something.
You all have Tourette's as well, and enjoy that sort of thing. Yeah. Fucking A. Or fucking A, yeah? Yeah. All right, let's play Well, we've got some more things, and Montana is on our list, so. But we're going to play an older song. Maybe you know it, maybe you don't. If you're really fucking cool, you do.
We're all cool.
Check it out.
Oh,
hotel room and
rip you up for spare change to run a vibrating machine attached to
queen size bulk purchase. K pocket vested. Do not remove tag under penalty of law. Type in
and make you take off all your little fucking clothes until you are nearly stark, raving, fucking nude.
Save for your chrome with heavy duty leather thongies tonight.
And make you assume a series of marginally erotic poses involving
a fucking plastic chair and an old guitar strap while I get a wee wee on your fucking face
and beat you with a fucking pair of tennis shoes I got from fucking Jeff Beck.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I guess we found out what our secret word is for the evening. And we beat it into the fucking ground. So I think we'll stop for a while with that. You guys, you're obsessed with it. You want to hear more of that infused? Starved for profanity, are you? Yes. Repressed? We'll see what we can do. But for now, we're going to play... What? We're going to play a song that lets the band do some improvising musically, not necessarily with their vocabulary, but we'll see. You just never know. That's the point. And this is a song called Pound for a Brown.
to pose this to you, the audience. Let me see the audience. House lights, please. I would like to see you all. I can't see you in this. That's better. All right. Now, how many women are in the audience? Okay, a small number of you. All right, now, here's what I'm thinking. I need some volunteers, at least 4 or 5 women, to come up on stage. It could involve dancing. Oh, here comes one. She's happy to do it. Oh, a couple more. Come on up. All right, hello. Here comes another. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. I need one man. Oh, here we go. Here it comes. This is what's going to happen. I need to hear this one man do his best Canadian mating call, and we'll see which of these lovely ladies responds the best. Now, that could be dancing. That could also be guttural noises. But we're going to do this in a very animalistic type of way. So, we need you to do the mating call, sir. Yes, let's hear the mating call and let's see who responds the best. Any takers? We need to do better. Well,
that's a fine Canadian.
The thing is, is this the real Canadian mating call? I mean, is this really what happens here in Canada?
No, we usually just say, let's rut.
Let's rut? Okay. Now, with that in mind, use only noises to say exactly that. The ladies aren't into it, man. Here, let's give them a disco beat. Now here's the deal. They're responding to the beat. Now, what we need are some of the ladies to give their mating call. Let's bring it down a little bit. Please feel free to give us a mating call.
Lucky Logger!
I see. There's a baby call for you. We've really gotten to know these people through their behaviors, and I appreciate you participating. We're going to continue on with some soloing. Perhaps you could feel free to dance to some of this soloing and then take your seats. All right, first, let's get back into, how about something in 13 for Jamie? How about it?
Thank you.
Born in a town called Corpus Christi, Texas. She wants you to meet her family. You want to take her to your man cave. Yeah.
On my way down to Corpus Christi, Texas. On my way down to meet my girl's wild-ass family. Only one thing I think of day, night, night, day. Is how I'm gonna get a let's get her up to my man cave.
Yeah,
everything she wears. I'm on my way, I don't think she's too aware of the things that I do. When I hear her call my name, she says, Ray, 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 and it echoes off the walls of my room. That's my girl. She likes it. Now, additionally, you'd like to involve her in something called Buck's Hump Cage. Buck's Hump Cage. You would also like to administer a Dirty Sanchez.
To the club, went into the bedroom. There were curtains on the wall, one doorway in, one doorway out. She didn't know what to say, cause it was a club that belonged to my friend. His name was Buck, he knew it that way. He had a secret little room downstairs. We all knew it, called it Buck's Hump Cage. They had pillows on the wall, pillows on the floor, pillows by the bar that disguised the door.
What's the last part of that thing? The Buck Cage, and then she...
You need to administer a Dirty Sanchez. Yes.
So as she crawled through the door, she was all down. So I took my two fingers and I took a sample of the brown. I said, oh, turn around, let me see that smile. Oh, she didn't know all the while I had to give her the dirty sanctions. But it was just my way. Yes. And I gave her a and I won't go there.
And then there was this. Thank you.
Thank you. All that and the Dirty Sanchez. You're welcome.
Well, somebody yelled out the name of this song about half hour ago. So we're gonna play it now.
Down in a little white box that I can sell a town. By myself I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
the border bound with a pair of heavy duty silicone and crusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say, I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raised by my lonely ex-old boss. Raising my lonely ex-old boss.
Right.
Raising my lonely ex-old boss. I'd ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night. Billy? Tweezer glint. And then I'd
get a cup of coffee
and give my foot a push. Just move the people for me over by the Tuttle Falls bush. And then I might just jump back on and ride my cowboy into the drum from Montana. Into Montana.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the show, Vancouver. We hope you enjoyed yourselves, despite your dirty sand shells. We hope to see you again very soon. This is Sheila Gonzalez. Joe Travers, Billy Holtie, Pete Griffin, and the Shocker, Jamie Kahn. Of course, our very special guest, Ray Wise.
And ladies and gentlemen, Dweezil Zappa!
Thank you very much, everybody! It's been a crazy evening. G-spot tornado. Are you kidding? Well, we'll think about it. We have something else planned at the moment. Billy the Mountain. the reprise. We joked about that before the show, playing it again as the encore. We weren't going to do it, of course. You guys, let's start this one right on the theme, shall we?
Thank you.
You hung around till you found that it didn't do nothing. Girl, you thought it was a man, but it only was a puffin. Those cries you heard in the night were the result of him stumping.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much.
About when you put the songs together, when you were putting the set list together, how did you hear it?
I was thinking about doing that transition that we were just talking about, doing the build-up. So we're going from the F to the B anyway. But I also thought it was possible to just go straight to the top line.
Straight out of that B.
Well, there's a possibility of even doing a breakdown, do the drum fill lick before that, the one that's in between those, at the end of the Montana band. Set it up with that fill. I mean, we can even put a break. Lots of options. So,
I just want to probably just go straight into it.
Yeah, I mean, just, the opening.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah. That seems to move the most naturally into it since we're coming off of a B.
Yeah.
But then the tempo was.
We've done things crazier than that before, so let's try going straight on the out of the Montana vamp.
Adjusted by a behemoth of a man.
Yeah, that Marlon John typing is it's serious.
Try the interlude and then continue on playing through more trouble since we have played it.
Interlude to Montana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say, I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely.
There's no way to behave.
fix the feedback on my vocal.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Yeah.
Yes, it's always a challenge with changing the set list as often as we do, since we have this stuff memorized for the most part, and when you haven't played something for a while, it's kind of getting the cobwebs dusted off there. That's good. We sure fooled you. Yeah, we're, we always do our best, of course, but, I think we've mostly played, through the stuff that we need to work on most, but, let's see here. Do you want to play that one?
Yeah.
So don't forget it next time.
Yeah? Well, we could.
Yeah.
Case.
Let's play that one.
All right.
Which one?
Don't you ever watch that thing?
Yeah.
In case we decide to play it tonight, even though it's not on the set list. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a much lower 60 cycle. We have all of these in-ear things in, so even if it's not coming through the monitors for you guys at the moment, we have a really nice buzz in our in-ears. That's why it's called sound check. Yeah, it'll come and go. Hopefully we'll... We don't want it to stick around.
Was that the definitive then? It's going to be that now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dweezil? Because you were giving a hard one as a cue, so we all go, whoop. You were giving us a hard one.
Yeah, no, I can give you a bigger cue. I just was in outer space.
It was a harder one.
Yeah.
Space is alright. Space is high.
Space is bright.
Ports are tight.
Dave, if you're going to be plugging or unplugging, let us know, because those pops are loud.
Pops are loud.
Run through the melody of Pound. First, Inco. Joe's playing soft, but I'll need more drums anyway.
Not playing that song.
A little more kick, snare, and hat.
Take too long to explain, but it's searching for patches that don't exist, so it's reloading all of my samples every time I go to a different setting. So I'll have to reprogram the whole thing later.
Oh, good. That's fine. So we'll try this one more time.
Said we're gonna keep the line the same even without
the way it is on the DVD. If, I mean, we can run. Yeah.
let's just do the other one, right, Joe? That's the way it is without the guitar solos. Okay, so yeah, there we go.
Okay, changing it. Last head after the drums.
What chord is that?
D minor. So many things, so many versions, so many things to keep track of.
Changing it and going to D minor. Yeah? Yes? Correct?
It's G minor.
G minor. Thank you.
You can go to D minor. You'll sound like an idiot, but.
I'll sound outside and jazzy.
You'll be a classy jazz. That would be totally special. Well, it is G Lydian, which is the same, or G Dorian, which is the same as.
We're now gonna have a little master class on
theory.
Jazz theory. Okay.
Yeah. Just make sure that all your solos are a tritone away from the necessary key tonight. And do it in class.
And with class.
Yeah. Alright, let's play Peaches. Just for the fun of it, since the mood could be brighter, let's play Peaches just for a moment. The right rhythms, but the wrong notes, everybody.
Awesome.
I just need to practice the solo because let's just try it right on the solo. Just on that interlude right there.